one of my agents. But wait, well, you know, Drew, waiting on Drew to, oh, I just got the code. I'm gonna get us in. We're in.
Hey, you know, one of the things that I really enjoy in our business at Recland, and I've done it a number of times, is helping people buy their very first piece of property. It's usually people that are looking for a place to hunt. So many people are in, you know, hunting clubs, different leases, and they're either their lease got canceled because the property sold, or the hunting club got too ridiculous. Sometimes the rules and the fees just get to the point that people say enough is enough. And people want their own place, and I certainly understand that. I tell you what, owning your own hunting place is not out of the reach for a lot of us. Don't think you gotta own 2,000 acres on the Mississippi River to say, you know, before you can say, I got my own place. There's a lot of stuff that you can do, you know, 20, 40, 60, 80, 100 acres and anywhere in that range, and really have something that you and your family can enjoy. So I wanna take just a minute, and I will give you the four things that I recommend that you keep in mind and take seriously if you're wanting to find your own hunting place. The first thing you need to do, know what you can afford. And the only way to really do that is to go sit down with your banker, unless you're just 100% cash guy, you know. But if you're gonna use the low interest rates that are out there today, maybe you got 20, 30, 40,000 cash and you're gonna just finance the rest or something, go talk to your lender, tell them what you want to do, and let them get you organized in your financials to give you a clear idea of what you can and can't do, so that when you go shopping, you're going confident that you know how much you can spend, you already got the financing lined up, and that'll make the whole process easier. Louisiana Land Bank, First South Farm Credit, Heritage Land, I can go on and on of the of banks that are in the farm credit system that can help you out. And there are a lot of independent banks as well that do rural land. They're real familiar with it. And those guys and ladies, they know what they're doing. They can make the process simple. So there are a ton of lenders out there that can work with you and help you. Second thing, be realistic about what you want and what you can actually buy. I get these calls and emails a number of times. All of my guys do. Hey, I want 40 acres. I want to be able to deer hunt and duck hunt and turkey hunt, and I want a 15 acre stock fishing lake on it, and I want enough timber to pay for it. And they go on and on with this wish list, and they only want to spend $50,000. You think I'm making that up, but we get those emails and calls constantly. People want what's not realistic. Folks, it's hard to find a place that's just a top-notch deer hunting track, and a top-notch place you can kill ducks on, and a place you can kill turkeys on. It's hard to find that place, you know, less than 300, 400, 500, 600 acres and up. So don't think you can get all of that on 40 acres. Be realistic, decide what you absolutely want, and then think it through and understand, is this something that's actually out there, or am I looking for a needle in a haystack? So get your money lined up, be realistic about what you want. Number three, use a land agent. Now I know I got a dog in the hunt, because that's what we do. But guys like us, and not just my company, I'm talking about there are a lot of good companies, people that do rural real estate, they can help you through that process a little easier. They understand a lot of the little nuances and little things that'll make a difference in a deal being a good deal for you and a deal that you'll enjoy, and then another deal that'll just be a burden from the time it starts to the time you get out of it. So use somebody that's got some experience, whether it's us or anybody else in our industry. You use a land agent, okay? I know your cousin just got a real estate license down at coldonebanker.com or whatever it is, and she's a sweet girl, but she doesn't know what we know about selling recreational tracks. So use a pro. And the fourth thing I'll tell you, and it's the thing that I can't measure real well, but it's the thing that I try to really communicate. When you got your money lined up, when you know that you can buy something and it won't be a financial burden to you, you know what you're looking for, you got the geography kind of pinned down about where you want it, and when you find that place, pull the trigger. Just pull the trigger. Now, sure, you want to be smart. You want to make sure that the price is good and that it's everything you need. You know, don't just go in half-cocked. But if you find something that's meeting all the requirements, it's checking all the boxes, and it's a good price that you feel comfortable that, hey, if the world changes and I need to get out of this deal in 2 or 3 years, I can sell it. I might lose a little money. I might lose some closing costs, but I'm not going to lose a bunch of money because I didn't pay too much for it. You find what you're looking for and the price is fair, pull the trigger. Get it, enjoy it, go to work on it, have fun, get your family involved. Pull the trigger, you'll be glad you did. Because the longer you wait and you miss deal after deal after deal after deal, it's going to wear on you and you're going to get to the point that you're going to be so gun shy that when you find, you may find another perfect property, it gets harder and harder to pull the trigger the further you go and the longer you wait. So I encourage you, go buy some land, get on it, enjoy it, and have some fun. I'm doing one of my favorite things to do on a road trip like this. I've got a podcast going and listening to different business owners, small business people. I have the lady that's on right now that I just turned off for a second to do this little video. It's a mom and pop pizza shop in Massachusetts. I mean, so I just listen to how people have done their business, all the bumps in the road, the ups and downs, all the good stuff, the bad stuff. And I like hearing people's stories and really like hearing the hard stuff, lemons in the lemonade, so to speak, just to help me get ideas about our business.